USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
British scientists have identified what they're calling a new strain of coronavirus, which could be leading to increases of infection in that country. Researchers have discovered a variant of the virus that features a mutation in the spike protein that's used to infect humans. They theorize that mutation may make the virus easier to transmit from person to person. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a new strain of coronavirus won't affect the efficacy of the vaccines currently being rolled out. He tells Fox News, viruses change all the time, and the shots available appear to cover for that.
These vaccines don't appear to be impacted by some of these modifications. Viruses do change all the time. What's great about these vaccines is that they seem to be still spot on target with the different strains that we tend to see morphing among the COVID vaccines, COVID virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members note that Swalwell's interaction with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
And I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us. They're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us. And then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment we're in and then say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did. And I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Uber hit with millions in fines after it refused to cooperate with California investigators looking into accusations of sexual assault against some of their drivers. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019, which contained details of sexual assault cases between 2017 and 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A second coronavirus vaccine is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President-elect Joe Biden is filling out selections for his cabinet. He tapped former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to head the Department of Transportation Tuesday. And multiple reports say Biden will choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to become his Secretary of Energy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.